You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
What's going on, everybody? It's Scott Davard back with another podcast for AppleViz. This time around, I am going to show you how to move apps around your various home screens and into and out of folders using a Braille display. If you're already familiar with the rotor actions, you could apply this to the touchscreen or the keyboard if you wanted. Either one will work. This is really the only thing I can think of, actually, in iOS 10 that's different for Braille users. There is one slight difference, another keyboard command that got added, but we'll cover that as well, and this is going to be kind of my supplement to what's new with Braille, because it's really all there is at this point with iOS 10. So the first thing we're going to do is move an app. And that's very straightforward. I'll find the app that I want to move. Let's say I am just going to go to page 4, I guess it is now, on my home screen.
Message. Page 4 of 11.
And
health. Messenger. 12 new items.
We'll say I'm going to move Messenger available onto page 3. So now with the Braille display, I can press space with .6.
Arrange apps.
And I will hit space with 3-6, or a cursor routing button that is in conjunction with the word Messenger.
Arranging apps.
The other thing I could have done there is space with 3-5-6 if I have 3D touch sent to high sensitivity or on a non-3D touch device, and it would do the same thing. You could also hit space with 3-6-7-8, and that would do the same thing. So you've got a couple of ways to get into this mode. Now I'm on the app that I want to move, Messenger. I will hit space with .6 to flick down.
Activate. Default.
Don't want that.
Move Messenger.
That's what I want to do. I want to move it. So again, hit the cursor routing button or space with 3-6.
Choose a destination for Messenger.
And now I go back to page 3.
Page 3 of 12. Weather folder is editing. 6 apps, 63 new items.
Yeah, I really need to do some cleanup on this iDevice, that's for sure, with that many pages. So now I can just go wherever I want on the home screen. The weather folder is the first option.
Games folder is editing. 7 apps.
For brevity, let's say I am going to put this between the games and weather folder. I will hit space with .6.
Cancel move at Messenger. Add Messenger to games folder. Place Messenger before Games folder.
I'll hit space with 3-6.
Messenger is editing. 12 new items.
And that is all there is to it. Now it is on my home screen. On the previous page, right where I wanted it to be. Now let's say I want to move something out of a folder. I have the app iMove that is in my navigation folder. And I would like to put that on the first page of my home screen. That's how I have my home screen set up. I have it set up so that all I need to do is launch an app. I don't have any folders on page 1 of my home screen. I just put the apps I use most frequently on that screen, and it's easier to access. Let's say, though, that I wanted to finish editing. I can hit space with H, or the home button.
Finished editing.
And now I can find the navigation folder.
Games folder, books folder, nebulous, navigation folder, 7 apps.
Space with .6, 3-6 rather.
Navigation, heading, text field.
And now I need to find iMove. I'll do space with F for find.
Enter search text.
I-M-O.
Move.
There it is. So now I want to move that to a different page. I'm going to again hit space with .6.
Arrange apps. Arranging apps.
I'll hit space with .6 again.
Activate. Default.
No.
Move iMove.
Let's move iMove. Move iMove. You move. We move. Hit space with 3-6.
Choose a destination for iMove.
To get out of the folder, I need to hit space with B, and that will take me out of this folder. Of course, if I wanted to move it within this folder, I would just do what we did previously. I'll hit space with B to get out of here. Again, don't hit space with H because that will finish the editing mode.
Weather folder is editing. 6 apps, 63 new items.
I'm going back to the previous page.
Page 2 of 12, messages, is editing, 3 unread messages.
And I am going to put it, let's see, where do I want to put this?
Weather, notes, setting, breaking, Dice World, is editing, Kindle, is editing.
I'll put it actions before available. Kindle. That's what I'll do.
Cancel move of Imove. Create new folder with Kindle and Imove.
I'm hitting space with dot 6.
Place Imove before Kindle.
We'll place it before Kindle.
Imove is editing.
And that's that. Now,
Kindle is editing.
I'm going to move actions Kindle available into my books folder, which is on the next page. So I am going to hit space with dot 6.
Move Kindle.
To move Kindle.
Choose a destination for Kindle.
Books is on the next page, so space with O to get to the next page.
Page 3 of 12. KNFB Reader is editing. Weather folder. Messenger. Games folder. Books folder is editing. 3 apps. Actions available.
What I can do is...
cancel move of Kindle.
Nope.
Add Kindle to Books folder.
That's what I want to do.
Added Kindle to Books.
There it 4 goes. Apps. And now it says 4 apps. And I'm still on the Books folder. So let's say I want to move it to a specific point in that folder. I can hit space with 3-6 again.
Folder name, Books.
Now I'm in the folder, and I can do just like we've been doing all along. I'll find Kindle.
Clear text, iBooks, Nook, Barnes Mobile, Kindle, is editing.
It's
actions available.
If I do space with dot 6.
Move Kindle.
Move Kindle.
Choose a destination for Kindle.
If I want to drop it out of the folder, we already went over how to do that. But if I want to move it around in this folder, I can do that.
Bard Mobile is editing.
Let's put it actions between available. Bard Mobile and I think Nook was the previous one. Let's see.
Nook is editing. Bard Mobile is editing.
So I'm going to put it to the left actions of available. Bard Mobile.
Cancel move of Kindle. Drop Kindle out of Books folder. Place Kindle before Bard Mobile. Kindle is editing.
And that's it. That is the entire process of moving things around the home screen, or your various home screens, I should say, with a Braille display. I hope you found this tip helpful if you're a Braille display user. And we'll catch you again on another podcast.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.